انا مال اف يو ال كيو ان سبيس اي اتش ام اي دي دي جي في دكتور تايم اما تي اتش اي ار سبيس ام او اتش اي ام اي دي اند ذير از ريز فروم 3rd جانوري 2013 ان ذا بيشن انتر اتش تومسون تي ال اي تي اتش اي سبيس تي اتش او ام اي اس ذير از وورز 01/19/1968 ذا نيم اوف برايم كيفيشن از لاتيشا مالكوم ال اي تي اي اس اتش اس اس ام اي ال سي او ام كان يكوب تاتس ان ذا فون ذا فاكس نمبر فروم ذا ديشن اور ذا نمبر 2012 ان بي سي تي ار نيكست فوتوغراف كارد از جرين ذا نيكست ريزون از فور بزنس and declare with the player of seeing Mr. Lisa the past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes, diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, hypertensive coronary artery disease, chest cancer, for left heart structure, catheterization, generally 50 centers with this LPT and the bare metal stent was made a left anterior descending artery using 3x12 integrated bare metal stent followed by the postern balloon angioplasty using 3.5x9mm. She came to MD for follow-up and today she is complaining of the chest pain which is which radiates directly to the back. She's having this intermittent pain which is which is leading to the back. It's stabbing in nature, and the pain is associated with shortness of breath, which comes on spontaneously, and is also related to and it's also related to exertion. And the patient also complains of orthopnea at times. So that she's doing a paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. And the patient also complaining of the pain in the bilateral lower extremities, which is exacerbated by exertion. And the pain is more on the right leg, which radiates to the which is centered around the knee and radiates down and up with the exertion. The pain is spasmodic in nature. Apart from that, the patient has any history of palpitations, any presyncope, syncope, or sudden loss of consciousness. Next spasmodic history is for number 1, hypertension, number 2, gravity, number 3, hypercholesterolemia, number 4, hepatitis C, number 5, coronary artery disease. Next possible issue number 1 is to me number 2 left heart catheterization done in January 2012 with a successful stent placement in the mid left LAD using 3x12mm integrity stent and reduction from 80 to 0% of stenosis. Next possible she does not smoke, drink alcohol, use recreational drugs. Next family she is significant hypertension, diabetes, mellitus. Next allergy she is no drug allergy. Current medication kindly copy the medication 1 to 8 from the dictation phrase number 2 of the dictation done on 7th of November 2012 and paste it here. Next physical examination. Today's visit patient blood pressure is 156/1 and the pulse rate is 83 beats per minute. The weight is 165 pounds and height is 5'4". Next, kindly copy in the physical examination from the normal tablet of the physical examination and paste it here. Next diagnostic. Diagnostic investigations. Kindly copy the investigation including echocardiogram, EKG, venous ultrasound, color duplex evaluation of lower extremities, arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities, laboratory test, and echocardiographic, including left heart catheterization from the page number 3 of the dictation done on 17th of 17th of November 2012 and patient here. Next assessment plan coronary artery disease slash chest pain. On today's patient complaining of chest pain is central in nature. It's radiating to the back. It is associated with shortness of breath on exertion. She also complains of slight orthopnea, but she denies any paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. The patient had left heart catheterization done in January 12 with a successful revascularization stent placement 3x12mm LAD and the direction of steadiness is a friend 80 to 0%. Echocardiogram show ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. She's complaining of the chest pain. On this visit, we have scheduled the patient for our nuclear stress test as soon as possible, and we'll review her. Her as soon as the test results are back. Number 2, congestive heart failure with the patient. She cancel that. Number 2, hypertension on today's visit. Patient blood pressure. Patient blood pressures. 156/1. She's taking. Nifedipine, lisinopril, metoprolol for her blood pressure. She's compliant with the medication. We have asked the patient to be compliant with the medication and strict to low salt and low fat diet and consult a primary care physician regarding her blood pressure. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. She's a known diabetic. We recommend that she compliant with her medication, follow with the primary care physician regard to her diabetes and to keep her HbA1c level to less than 6.5%. And number 4. 4 hypercholesterolemia. She is currently on standard therapy. We recommend to continue taking her medication and follow with the primary care physician for lipid profile and liver function test. Number 5, hypertension. She is a known gay hepatitis. We recommend that she continue with follow up with her primary care physician. Number 5, cardiopharmacogenomics, DNA buccal swab to confirm genotype and aid in dosing medication, metabolized by CYP415 enzyme thing. Next, thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Mr. Talitha Thompson on phone number and provide us to call with any questions and concerns. We'll see Mr. Talitha Thomas back in 2 weeks after she has she's done with her stress test. She's instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Sincerely, Furqan Ahmed, if you're again, space AHMEDA, American student, detailing for Dr. Tahir Mohamad, THIR, space MOHAMED, the standard detection.